Buffalo police operate checkpoints and make arrests or issue traffic tickets. Everyone agrees on that. Where they occur and how many arrests or tickets result has not been very public, although some specific data was released last week for 6 weeks of checkpoints spread across the city. It's widely believed most of these checkpoints were taking place on the east side. The Alliance of Interest Groups filed a Freedom of Information request for older data and hasn't received that. Western New York Law Center Executive Director Joe Kellerman says the goal is to determine if the checkpoints follow the law.
General crime suppression stops. The kind that they used to do in the Soviet bloc countries are illegal in this country. They can have DWI checkpoints, but they can't stop people and basically try to figure out whether or not they committed a crime if they have no suspicion at all that they've specifically done so.
The data filed with the council by the police department says most checkpoints issued mostly traffic tickets, with relatively few criminal arrests. The Law Center and the National Center for Law and Economic Justice say they expect to be in court soon on their Article 78 filing, seeking to have a judge order release of the data going back to the beginning of 2013. A key issue is whether these are checkpoints for things like possible DWI, which the courts allow, or checkpoints looking for people who might commit crimes, and that's not allowed. The court case uses 2 years of data collected by UB and Cornell law students working with UB law professor Anjana Malhotra. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.